Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us all to stop and listen to God together. Isaiah chapter 56, verses 9 to 11. Come, wild animals of the field. Come, wild animals of the forest. Come and devour my people. For the leaders of my people, the Lord's watchmen, his shepherds, are blind and ignorant. They're like silent watchdogs that give no warning when danger comes. They love to lie around, sleeping and dreaming. Like greedy dogs, they're never satisfied. As a church leader, I find these words incredibly challenging and agonizingly sad. I'm sure that we've all known church leaders who've worked extremely hard and they've rightfully earned people's love and respect. But there are lazy leaders as well. Here Isaiah depicts the way in which spiritual leaders in his own day had totally missed the point. They were the opposite of shepherds. They didn't care for the sheep at all. Their only concern was to have a good time. And Isaiah goes on to describe how they loved to party and get drunk, and then to plan even bigger parties. If you're a church leader, then like me, you'll want to hear the word of warning. None of us should think that we are incapable of laziness or distraction. We need to keep our eyes focused on the incredible God-given responsibility to care for the flock and to work hard to nourish and strengthen people in their spiritual lives. We should always be aiming to give the very best of ourselves to the Lord's work, knowing that what we do has eternal importance. If you are not a church leader, then I want to encourage you to pray fervently for those who are called to this important task. To be a shepherd to God's people is an extraordinarily demanding calling. It's a massive privilege, but at the same time it is physically, spiritually, and mentally taxing to a huge degree. Remember that your church leaders are human, like you, and they can have good days and bad ones too. They will need your love, understanding, and prayerful support if they're going to be all that God wants them to be. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you have called men and women to be leaders of your people. Please grant them your daily inspiration and encouragement so that they will be effective shepherds. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll tune in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier. Have a great day.